From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Arcata City Council voting to put the issue of removing the McKinley statue from Arcata Plaza on the November ballot. The vote 4-0, with Councilmember Sophia Pereira not in attendance. A petition to do so collected more than 1,400 signatures. It's likely an outside party will craft the pro and con statements for the ballot regarding the statue's removal. An Oregon man injured in a car pedestrian accident Wednesday on U.S. 101 near Big Lagoon. Police say the driver of a gray Nissan pickup, Jeffrey Holloman, stopped on the right shoulder at Big Lagoon to receive a surfboard that had fallen out of the bed of his pickup. At the time, the driver of a white Honda sedan was also traveling north on 101 and saw Holloman in the northbound lane near the double yellow lines retrieving the surfboard. Gray began to slow his vehicle as he approached. As Gray got closer, he thought Holloman was going to run back to the right shoulder where the pickup was parked and steered to the left in order to go around Holloman. However, instead of going back to the shoulder, Holloman suddenly started moving to the west and directly into the path of the Honda. The driver, unable to avoid hitting Holloman with his vehicle, and the right front of the Honda struck Holloman. As a result, he rolled up onto the hood of the Honda and struck the windshield. Holloman and the Honda came to rest on the west shoulder of 101, Holloman suffering major injuries and was transported to St. Joseph's Hospital in Eureka. A poster being spotted on social media talks of persons of interest in connection with the April 15, 2017 murder of 19-year-old Humboldt State University student David Josiah Lawson. Lawson died of injuries sustained at a party. The mention is on the Justice for David Josiah Lawson Facebook page. It cropped up on Tuesday night. Well, fresh off the first bipartisan congressional delegation trip to South Korea since President Trump's meeting with Kim Jong-un, Representative Jared Hoffman releasing the following statement. This bipartisan delegation trip gave me important insights into U.S. foreign policy and security issues on the Korean Peninsula and in the surrounding region. I was impressed by the dedication, professionalism, and extreme readiness of our troops. I was also struck by the nearly universal view shared by U.S. and South Korean officials and the general public in South Korea that the current diplomatic opening with North Korea is a unique opportunity that should be pursued while maintaining the pressure of sanctions until a comprehensive, verifiable, irreversible denuclearization agreement is achieved. Two people cuffed after authorities moved in on a home on the 1200 block of J Street in Eureka under arrest, 27-year-old Charles Crow, 28-year-old Kayla Freeman, with news. I'm Peter Colleen.